Smoking is bad for you. Yep, we know that. And most smokers do want to give up. So Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You has been looking at the different ways to quit the weed.
This is one time that I'd actually say, you know, drugs are better than the condition itself. And you may need to take that if nothing else works, because nothing is as bad as smoking on your health. But having said that, some of the conventional treatments include things like Zyban, which is an antidepressant, which acts on the part of the brain involved in addiction. But it helps only a minority of smokers. That's 20% of smokers. But the problem is it also has an array of side effects, from insomnia to potentially fatal convulsions. So, you know, you've got to watch it if you've got epilepsy, and it can also cause rapid heartbeat and other heart problems. So it really does come with a huge array of side effects. Although, having said that, as I say, smoking itself is so dangerous that you have to weigh one up against the other. Nicotine replacement therapy is the other kind of thing that people use. And that just helps nicotine withdrawal symptoms by, you know, offering nicotine in a sort of way that's less harmful than smoking tobacco. But nicotine itself is very addictive. It's sort of the methadone of smoking in a way. So if you take these kind of chewing gum or inhalers or skin patches or under the tongue tablets or lozenges, you then have to wean yourself off of nicotine eventually. I mean, it's been found to be effective for certain smokers. I think it's about the rate of successful abstinence with this stuff. It's still, again, only about 20% compared to 10. So it's twice as good as people who try to stop without it. But nevertheless, it does come with its other array of problems, and that it only treats nicotine addiction, which is the main problem. And as any smoker knows, smoking is a multiple addiction. It's an addiction of what you do with your hands. It's an addiction of cocktail parties and drinks parties and having something there that just fits in with a drink. It's something to do when you're upset. It's all those kinds of things tied in with it, not just nicotine addiction. So you really have to strike at all of that.
If you wanted to go then for sort of a more alternative approach, what are the options?
Hypnotherapy and acupuncture have both been shown to be highly effective with smoking in some studies, and they can really help. There's also a bunch of different kinds of things that have shown to be helpful, like rhodiola. That's a plant from Eastern Europe that's usually used when there's big stress and change. It's an adaptogen. It helps you change. And it's claimed to have a very good antidepressant effect that can ease a lot of the negative feelings associated with quitting smoking. For many people, it's like leaving behind a very well-known friend. You can, for the short term, take glucose tablets to keep your blood sugar levels from dropping. And because a little body of evidence shows that low blood sugar triggers cravings, you can also eat regularly, little but often, to do the same rather than having to take sugar. Transcendental meditation has been linked to helping people succeed in stopping smoking because it reduces a lot of stress. And then a number of help groups seem to have a very, very good success rate. Groups like Quit and just any kinds of support groups like that will deal with this as what it is, which is an addiction, a multifactorial addiction. And they will work with you and also have you work with others. And having buddies doing the same thing tends to reinforce your behavior.
Any reason not to try a whole load of them in one go?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Whatever, it's a multifactorial addiction. So whatever works for you, getting you off the weed is great.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.